Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings for today, I'm just very struck by the fact that this is the feast of St. Charles Borromeo. He is a man, he was a bishop in the Archdiocese of Milan and was made a cardinal under his uncle, the Pope. He really wanted to enter a monastery, but a friend convinced him to remain in the world, and we are very glad that he did, because he threw himself into the work of the Counter-Reformation. He did all kinds of things for the sake of the Church, and one of the things, he really encouraged praying the rosary with children and fostering religious education. And he did all of this in the middle of a lifelong speech impediment. You know, so many of us brothers and sisters say, oh, I can't, because I have this or because I have that. Ask the Lord. Perhaps the impediment is not as great as you think. Perhaps God can use you for his kingdom. Always ask him. Say, Lord, this is how you created me. This is what I am. I would like to preach your word in some way. Teach me how. I mean that, married couples, single people, all of you. God can use you. And you know what? You most preach the gospel by your life, by the way you live, by what's important to you. I can't urge that enough, because as we look at the first reading today, just stay with me on this for a few minutes. Brothers and sisters, Romans 11, verses 29 to 36. Brothers and sisters, the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. God called us to be his. And just as you once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depths of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how inscrutable are his judgments, how unsearchable his ways. No matter what's gone on in your life, no matter the difficulties or the challenges that you face, God loves you and God calls you to himself. He wants you to be his disciple. And that's a very real thing. Oh, yes, I go to the Catholic Church. Oh, yes, I go here or I go there. And those are signs that I'm Catholic. What's really important is what's going on in your own heart. Do you reach out to the poor, the neglected? Do you reach out to someone who's suffering right now in some particular way? Do you offer to pray for them? Do you offer to pray with them? Do you stand with people who need your support now? Or do you say, oh, no, that's not my gift. I just want to get out of here. It's a gift to all of us, is to care for those who are in need, wherever we are. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how inscrutable are his judgments, how unsearchable his ways. I say, well, I'd never choose me. Look at me, I'm this. Look at me, I'm that. But who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has given him anything that he may be repaid? For from him and through him and for him are all things. He's the source. You want to be returning to the source and say daily, Lord, how do you want to use me today? Lord, how do you want to work through me today? What are you about, Lord? How can I support what you want to do with your people today? How can I help the people around me today? And you say, I don't have money. I don't have this. You have health. You have a good heart, a desire to serve in some way. There's always something we can do. Perhaps you're confined to your home because of illness. And as you're recovering, you're feeling better and better, but you're not there yet. In those weeks of recovery, Is there something that you could do or pray for someone else? Could you offer prayers for someone or offer your suffering for someone? We can always serve another if we're attentive. And that's something we need. We're so self-enclosed. We're so turned to ourselves or turned just to our family or just to our relatives or just to a few friends. But a Christian, a true Christian, is one who looks, who sees a need, and does what he or she can to help that person. We just want to avoid, I don't want to get mixed up in that, and you turn away. You might be the very one that God will bring help to that person. I'm not saying we have to run around all day, every day, helping everybody that we see. That's not it. But as you go through your day, be open. And say, is this what Lord's asking me to do? Ask him, Lord, do you want me to do something here? Can I help here? It's just a whole other orientation. And I'm afraid that many, many times we're so closed in on ourselves. Or as I said before, our family or our network of friends. We're so closed in on that that we don't see the needs that are around us. And I think God wants us to open our heart. Psalm 69 tells us, Lord, in your great love, answer me. I am afflicted. I'm in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song, all you songwriters. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. See, you lowly ones, you think you're insignificant or unimportant, and be glad. For you who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor. And that's not just the poor financially. That's not just the poor in any other way. It's so often our hearts, we don't know the loving God the way God wants us to know him. It's just something we do every Sunday. But God wants you right now in your home, in your workplace, wherever you are, God wants to speak to you, and many times God wants to use you. You know, it's good when you think you're hearing the Lord, that you're not sure. Ask a priest, ask someone in the parish, perhaps a good friend who has a good relationship with the Lord. Check with that person. I do that sometimes. I don't do it every time because I don't need to, but I do. But I do it often, checking what I think the Lord is saying, sense it's a thought, it's an idea, and I turn to him and ask for help, and he gives it. Sometimes I wait and nothing comes, and then I figure, okay, just keep going ahead. Sometimes I say that, and the next day somebody says something to me that I think, oh, hey, I want to ask you a question. And I start to ask that person, and I get the insight that I need or another dimension of the insight that I need. What we want to do is serve him, and he does want to use us to do that. The Gospel of Luke chapter 14 says, verse 12, on a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. You know, when we die, it might have been something that in our minds we did 50 years ago, but God knows everything. He sees the kindness that we show to others, the service that we give to others. If we're all so enclosed on ourselves, we can't see all the needs that others may have. And I'm not saying you have to go out and meet every need. That's not your part. But is there some way that you can serve? Because that's how God has always seen it. What is it that I can do? Brothers and sisters, you know, Charles Borromeo was so strong on this. He was, as I said before, he was a cardinal, he was the Archbishop of Milan, and he was a leading church reformer. And one of the things he talked about was this, our willingness to go beyond ourselves and beyond our own limitations and reach out to others. Yes, we need to take care of ourselves and our families, our children especially. They need more help today than ever. And we need to do those things first. But be a good example to those who are younger. Reach out. Just offering, perhaps you bring a cup of coffee to someone next door. Perhaps you bake some cookies for someone. There are all kinds of little ways in which we can serve others, and they can mean so much difference to someone who is suffering in a particular way. The disciple is not above the master, nor is it fitting for the servants of the Lord, the humble Lord, to be proud. Charles Panormeo says, again and again, most beloved brethren, I am embarrassed as often as I compare our pride, the pride of dust and ashes, with the humility of the Lord. For he, though he was God and Lord of the angels, did not disdain to minister to the poor. But we refuse sometimes to serve our fellow servants. And not just by saying no, but just not paying attention, not looking, not caring for. The Son of God, says Charles Borromeo, the Son of God rose from the table to wait on his servant still seated. We consider it contrary to our dignity if a poor fellow servant, I will not say sits with us at the table, but gets too close to us while we are eating. The Creator of heaven and earth washed the feet of poor disciples. But among us, how many there are who would more readily wash their own feet with wine than extend a cup of cold water to a poor man? He showed the services of kindness to his betrayer, and he knew better than any of us. He knew the mind of his betrayer, but he showed the services of kindness to his betrayer, and we deny sometimes to friends the services that we owe them. What could be called or thought more unworthy than that? Disciples, servants, and creatures refuse to be like the teacher, the Lord, the Creator, the man from heaven. Let us be affected in spirit, brethren, by the indignity of such a thing. Let us be moved by such humble submission in such majesty. And let us humble ourselves with the Lord if we desire to be exalted with him. With him let us serve the poor if we wish to reign with him. Let us wash one another's feet if we wish to be considered disciples of Christ. Let us conform ourselves in life to our head, and he will deign to conform us to himself in glory. Amen. That's Charles Borromeo. Think about that. Really ponder this in your own life. Where do I reach out? Where do I always have excuses and reasons for not reaching out? Is it possible for me? Is there any way in which I can serve? Might be a small way, but ask the Lord and carry on. You will be blessed by him, very blessed. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.